USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi set a vote for the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill for Thursday. This comes as many progressives in Congress said they wouldn't vote for the bipartisan deal until the social spending bill was complete. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Brian Fitzpatrick joins Fox News and describes Republican stance on this vote.
We want infrastructure. We want it done in a responsible way, but we do not want it linked in any way, shape, or form to reconciliation.
Fitzpatrick continues by saying he's bothered by the lack of collaboration.
This is a one-party solution that's being advanced. They're not taking any feedback in committee. They're not taking any feedback on the leadership level. That's not okay.
President Biden receiving his coronavirus booster shot on Monday. The White House announcing he got it in line with the CDC and FDA's recommendation. USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
The World Health Organization is reviving its stalled investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 virus as agency officials warn that time is running out to determine how the pandemic that has killed over 4.7 million people worldwide began. A new team of about 20 scientists is being assembled with a mandate to hunt for new evidence in China and elsewhere. A border state governor is taking action to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. From the USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau, Chris Barnes has the story.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says orders he issued are the only thing stopping illegal immigration in his state. He spoke on Fox News Sunday. The Republican governor saying the Biden administration has left Texas with no choice, even though immigration is usually handled on the federal level. He says the Haitian migrants wouldn't have been in the situation they were in if the administration was upholding immigration laws.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A congresswoman who's been in the news as of late is flip-flopping on her position regarding a controversial issue. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Back in 2013, Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney from Wyoming voted against gay marriage, a decision she tells CBS News was a mistake as her gay sister and American attitudes have changed.
It's wrong. I love my sister very much. I love her family very much. And I was wrong. It's a very personal issue and very personal for my family. I believe that my dad was right. And my sister and I have had that conversation. This is an issue that we have to recognize, as human beings, that we need to work against discrimination of all kinds in our country, in our state. We were at an event a few nights ago, and there was a young woman who said she doesn't feel safe sometimes because she's transgender. And nobody should feel unsafe. Freedom means freedom for everybody.
And finally, week three of the NFL season wraps up Monday night with the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.